Agenda item number 20, tending the speckled trout and red drum. I just got one by email 10 minutes ago. You want to read it?
Oh.
You need this?
Okay. So the original intention for today was for me to request for public hearing for Chapter 280 pertaining to speckled trout and red drum. Amendments based on FMAC recommendations from their January 2015 meeting. These recommendations included an increase in the recreational possession limit from 5 to 7 fish, with 2 fish 24 inches or greater, from April 1 through November 30th, an increase in the commercial quota by 10%, and to remove the term bycatch from the commercial regulation and establish a 150-pound vessel limit when 80% of the quota has been reached. However, as you can see, we've had a few items come up in the last 2 weeks based off of weather and some law enforcement seizures that we've decided to go ahead and inform you what's going on now so that you guys can discuss how you'd like to move forward from there. So far, Fisheries Management has received 3 reports of cold stuns, a small report in the Pankatank River, some reports from the Elizabeth Red River Southern Branch, as well as a report of a cold stun in Rudy Inlet. And that's been within the last week or two since we've had these big cold events. As most of you remember, last year, there's someone probably up here saying the same things to you. However, they seem to be a little bit more widespread up the Virginia Chesapeake Bay, as well as down in North Carolina. So here's what we know and we don't know about cold stun events. Currently, we're unable to quantify the extent of these localized cold stun events. We do know that there's a lot of environmental factors that have a play in these events. That's wind, water depth, salinity, the ability of the fish to move from the shallow waters to deeper, warmer waters, as well as the water temperature. Recent research indicates that a cold stun event appears to speckled trout when water temperatures drop below 5 degrees Celsius or 41 degrees Fahrenheit, and they're unable to move out of that water. This year so far, our biological sampling program has been able to sample 140 fish from these cold stun events, and we have gathered length, weight, sex, and age information from that. We've also sampled 79 fish for genetic analysis from the RFAB-funded VIM study. We contacted North Carolina. North Carolina has had a small kill reported in the Neuse River, but they don't anticipate reaching the regulatory triggers for closing their speckled trout fishery. Most of you have probably seen, we also had an illegal harvest and fish seizure on February 14, 2015. 2 men were caught illegally harvesting red drum and speckled trout by gill net in the cove of the Elizabeth River. Law enforcement, our biological sampling program, all worked together really well. We were able to sample the entire catch of the illegal harvest. We weighed 2,355 pounds of speckled trout from those 2 nets, and a total of 444 fish. This was reported by a Good Samaritan as suspicious activity to our operations center. Poaching of any finfish or shellfish is not only illegal, it harms those licensees who abide by our laws and regulations. The poaching incident this past weekend was substantial. However, as I'm going to explain here shortly, our speckled trout fishery proves to be healthy. Just to give it some biological perspective, the 2,355 pounds of speckled trout confiscated in this last seizure is less than 0.2% of total landings in 2012. Our seized fish were used for biological sampling, genetic studies, toxin studies for the Elizabeth River Project, and donated to local food banks and volunteer organizations. I also have a list of those food banks, which include the Peninsula Food Bank, York County Fire Station, Newport News Fire Station at Victory Boulevard, Suffolk Fire Station Number 5, Hampton Fire and Rescue, and the City of Pocosin Fire Station. So fisheries management, biological sampling, and law enforcement have worked together to try and make this as positive of a situation as we can. So now I'm going to explain what we know about the stock currently and historically. So we know that speckled trout in Chesapeake Bay spawn between April and August. Peak spawning seasons happen between May and June. They spawn shortly after their first birthday, so they're early spawners. And they spawn somewhere around 11 and a half inches. They are very fecund, so they can produce 3 to 20 million ova per year. In 2014, North Carolina, in conjunction with the VMRC, produced a stock assessment of spotted sea trout, speckled trout, in Virginia and North Carolina waters. They considered fish from both states to be one stock with individuals that intermixed between the two states based on tagging studies. The preliminary results indicate that the stock is currently not overfished, and overfishing is not occurring. So generally, when stock assessment scientists want to look at the health of an entire stock, we look at the reproductive ability of that stock. And one of the ways to do that is through spawning stock biomass, which is the total weight of mature females within a stock. And as you can see here, we have the estimated spawning stock biomass of speckled trout between 1991 and 2012 in metric tons. We also have what we call our biological reference points that we use for management. The solid line is our target of spawning stock biomass as well as our threshold. So generally, as we get closer to the threshold, we start considering that the stock, the sustainability of the stock is threatened. So the great thing from this chart that we can take away is for, you know, at least since 2004, we've been growing as well as we're twice what our target is. The spawning stock biomass is twice what the target is. And this is the same chart you saw before. However, we just wanted to see how does this correspond with cold stun events. Again, we're not really able to put a lot of data, quantitative data, to these cold stun events. But here you can see that, you know, even in 2000 and 2002, we had some cold stun events, but the stock was able to rebound, and we had no management measures after those cold stun events. Additionally, in 2009 and 2010. And again, this just shows that the biology and the life history of speckled trout is really adapted to having these type of events where they can reproduce fast and make up for it in future generations. Fisheries management also wants to see when we're evaluating stock assessments or when we're evaluating the health, we want to see how that fishing mortality plays into the health of the fishery. Fishing mortality is measured by commercial harvest, recreational harvest, and the discards from both of those harvests. We also set biological reference points. We try and stay around the solid line, which is the fishing target, and we try not to go over that 20% threshold. You can see that we've stayed far under the target at least since 2001 and have always stayed under that threshold. We have some qualitative programs, data programs that also give us a view of what's going on in our fishery. One is the Virginia Game Fish Tagging Program, which is run by VIMS as well as with the VMRC. And we can see that we've actually had increased numbers in tags that have been sent to us, you know, since at least 2009. You'll see throughout some of these slides that we had a really large year class in 2011. Our Virginia Saltwater Fishing Tournament is also another way to just gauge what's going on in our fishery, and we've seen growth in that as well. These are for citation size, so trophy size fish that are turned in, and again, we're growing. And in Virginia, the majority of this fishery is a recreational fishery. So you can see here the blue line is recreational landings and the red line is commercial landings.
You keep saying we're growing, and every chart you're showing me, I'm seeing a downward trend.
Well, if you're looking at, say, 2014.
Every one you're looking at. Even through this is only dated through 2012. We don't have 2013, 2014, and we're showing a downward trend.
Well, you're right, growing. But how about stable?
They're a downward trend.
Right, and so we're stable, and we're still twice the target. So growing may not have been the best, but at least stable and far over what we're trying to accomplish for a biological target.
That's from the 2012 data.
Since 2012. Now, if we're looking at landings and we're looking at tagging and things of that sort, something that we have to remember for 2014 is we had a large closure, as well as we've reduced the bag limit for the recreational fisheries. So you're going to see that a lot, even here in these. It also bounces around quite a bit. So staff has changed our recommendation to one of three things. Either advertise for a March public hearing of the FMAC recommendations that I read on the first slide, to advertise for amendments to the commercial bycatch provision for a maximum vessel limit not to exceed 150 pounds after 80% of the quota has been reached, or to take no action.
Questions?
I guess my normal, are you going to be taking public comment on this request for public comment?
I think we'll take a little bit of limited public input here. This is a request for a public hearing. This is not an actual public hearing. So if it helps to gauge the sentiment of how folks want the direction the commission they want to take, that would be helpful. If it's for a solution right now, that's not going to be helpful.
The blue paper is that you can read my opinion on this thing on page 4. We just changed these regulations less than a year ago, and the bag limits have really been in place for like 6 months. I mean, August 1st is when we opened the recreational season. And so I just do not comprehend the of opening this up again at this early in time, particularly with the winter we're having and the illegal gill netting we're having. I just don't understand where it's coming from at all. And I think it's just a bad – I don't know why we want to go there and what will happen with that. Now, I do remember staff talking about this bycatch thing and wanting to do some modifications of that to clean it up. And I have zero problem with that. And so I guess option two, advertising for a public comment to fix that or straighten it up, whatever staff thinks of that, I have no problem with. But we got striped bass on the agenda next month. And if you're going to open this speckled trout to talk about changing bag limits and increasing commercial quotas, you just ought to clear the agenda. Right, so I'm totally opposed to doing that. I think it's not something we need to address now. We haven't given the regulations any time at all. So that's my opinion. So I don't know how much public comment you want to take on this.
Is there someone from the public, or is there anyone from the public who wishes to comment on the direction they wish to see advertised for the next commission meeting? If so, come on up. Please state your name for the record here.
Good afternoon. I'm Craig Page.
Ms. Page, good to see you again, sir.
Page 2 Charters. Been here about 40 years and an avid speckled trout fisherman. And I'm all for having a public hearing for next month. I know it was a request this month to have it, and I am in favor of having that. And I'm not sure about we'll have to discuss that, I guess, next month, but the 7 fish and versus what we have now, the 5 fish. That was the only proposal that I saw. And for my public, I am not in favor of that. I'm in favor of keeping it the way we have it. The thing that people don't realize about fishing now in the area, and your data is not showing it, and I see it all the time through the years now, especially the last 5 or 6 years, is there's not 10 or 15 boats down there in the Elizabeth River anymore taking these fish. Okay, so there's a lot more trout being caught and taken than your data is showing. There are people from North Carolina, there are people from Maryland, there are boats all over the place, and these people are taking these fish, and most of those boats are keeping them. They're not catching them and releasing them. So see, your data is not showing that. So we have a lot more pressure on these fish than you realize, and it's just not showing how many fish are being kept.
Mr. Page, those are the three options at the moment. What's your preference?
Definitely have a meeting in March to discuss it.
I guess, Craig, you're kind of contradicting yourself. You basically want to leave it alone, is what you said.
Right.
Well, that would be option three.
Take no action.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. Yeah, I am in favor of keeping it the way it is, having a 5-fish limit, 1 fish over 24 inches, which I feel is plenty for anybody. And if they want to catch 5 more fish, let them go the next day. If you got 3 people, like your average boat would have 3 people, that's 15 nice trout. And in my opinion, that's plenty of fish for anyone. If you want a trophy fish, everyone in the boat can catch their trophy fish.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Page. Yes, sir. Please
good afternoon. Will Bransom. I'm the president of Norfolk Anglers Club. We discussed and reviewed the FinFish Management Advisory Committee minutes at our last meeting in February, and it was unanimous in our club that we want a hearing in March on speckled trout and red drum. We want to look at the data that I think your VMRC staff has been doing with North Carolina and the stock assessment. From what I heard today, granted, there's a data mark that's 2 years old, but or a year and a half old, and it shows that you're twice the target, half the threshold. I mean, these are all very good signs that the fishery is doing pretty good. I don't like the poaching that's going on, and I'm glad and I applaud the VMRC and Marine Police for stepping in and taking care of that. But our fishing or angler organization wants to have a public hearing. We want to look at the data of this stock assessment. We want to talk to other people about it, and we want to be heard at a hearing. Option one is what we want. We want to take a look at it from the commercial and the recreational, although we're almost all, I think we're all recreational anglers. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Robert Allen. I'm a recreational fisherman, and I think we should leave things as they are. I feel like that recreational fishing is a very important economic driver in the state of Virginia, certainly equal to commercial, maybe more so than commercial. And you need to protect the recreational fishing industry in Virginia. I think changing regulations to the recreational fisherman every single year is confusing and discouraging, and recreational fishermen just don't need that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. Is there anybody else in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? Chief?
A couple things. I was listening throughout this process, and just so everyone understands, the reason that there was a moratorium was because we had a flood of folks who were concerned about speckled trout, and that's fine. And the commission reacted. But the other part was that we heard last year was that there had been a stock assessment in 2009 done by North Carolina. It did not include all the Virginia biological data. It included landings data. So now we have a stock assessment. This is all information. I think it's fine whatever direction occurs from this. I think there is a great fishery regardless of what happens. But the idea is, when you look at all our data, the commission doesn't get to see a lot of stock assessment data. Striped bass, you get to see some of that. Some are flounder. So So now we have at least a stock assessment. So I think that's a big event. It does show a healthy population, both in terms of exploitation of that population and in biomass. The last thing I'll mention is we're having a March 17th FMAC meeting that's already scheduled. So you can pretty much guess that FMAC will be trying to figure out what's going on as well. And there's already been contact from FMAC members. It's a little bit split. I think some, like Dr. Neal, feel that the regulations should stand pat. They just changed recently, or like Dr. Allen mentioned. I think others are a little surprised, but just to let you know, we will have that meeting March the 17th. And regardless of what the commission wants to do, we'll report back to you what happens at that meeting.
Anyone else in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? All right, well then, the non-public hearing portion is closed on this particular part. Dr. Neal, I think we know where you stand on this.
Yeah, my motion would be to accept staff recommendation number 2 so we can discuss the bycatch issue and see if there's any modification of that. And Ben Fish can revisit speckled trout, and we can discuss that down the road, but let's give the regulations more than 6 months. So that's my motion, is staff recommendation for public advertisement number 2.
Motion by Mr. Neal here for staff recommendation number 2 here. Is there a second? Is there a second? The motion dies for a lack of second. Is there another motion?
All right. I'll make another motion. Can I make another motion?
Sure.
And I'll make a motion to not approve public comment and go with option 3.
I'll second that.
Motion to take no action to drop this matter. Motion's by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Zetron. Discussion. I tell you all that my personal preference is this at this point here. I agree with Dr. Neal here that we've made adjustments over the last 7 or 8 months here to this fishery, that time has yet to bear fruit. I think that the last week of cold weather here is not enough to trigger an emergency level reaction from the commission. I think we need to see where things go over the long haul on this before we make major decisions. That's my personal feeling. Any other comments from anyone? So the motion is to take no action. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously.